Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What a night of comedy we had in St. Petersburg, Florida at the Palladium Theater. I want to thank Salem, the radio station down there, The Answer, WGUL, WLSS, and all the other sister stations associated with them. I want to give a specific shout out to Captain Mack for setting up the lunch with the veterans at Mission Barbecue. We had an amazing time. Craig Gross, who runs the organization Mission Barbecue, the barbecue place, which had great food, by the way, was great enough to host us. And what a guy. He's a Gold Star father. Son got killed in Afghanistan on the very same day that his uncle was killed 19 years earlier. So what a great family, and what an event. A place that stops at noon to sing the Star Spangled Banner. It was amazing to watch, man, and all these veterans, man, these guys. There was one World War II vet. He was 98 years old. And get this, the dude still fights in the over 80 martial arts or something. I was like, well, how many of them could there be? But I can only imagine what this guy was like in his 20s and 30s, man, if he's still throwing kicks in his 90s. Wow. And I mean, dude did not have any problem standing up, sitting down. I mean, he was amazing. You should be so lucky to live so long with that kind of health. So thanks to all the people involved. And what a night, man. Did we knock it out of the park or what? I'm going to tell you, Tim Wilkins did one of the best sets that I've seen Tim do. Brad was his usual phenomenal self. And if I do say so myself, I brought a lot of laughs. And you know what's cool about our tour, the Unapologetically American Tour, is that it's three very different comedic styles, but every one of them cracks you up. And I had people, I was coming down the stairs when we were going, when the show was over, and a guy saw me and he says, Kevin, he goes, I swear, man, I think this may be the best comedy show I've ever seen. And I said, I keep telling people, we don't do anything halfway. By the way, got to thank a few people. I met Ruth, who will be 100 years old in 2 months, and I can only hope that I can keep up with Ruth when I'm 100. She'll be, what, quite a few more years older than I will be, but we'll still be kicking, Ruth. And, of course, I met her amazing family. Her daughters were there. I think one of her granddaughters flew in from Phoenix. What a thrill to see people up front who, you know, in close and get to hug them when all we've done is corresponded with each other over the phone. So that was a beautiful thing to see. And, of course, I got to see Bob and Carol, my dual citizenship American-Canadian friends. And we finally got to meet. And I will say this, Bob and Carol offered to let us stay with them. Before the show, we obviously had accommodations, but I just want to let people know the outpouring of support that we get when we do things like this. And this is the America that we live in, and you'd never guess it from the knuckleheads that are out there, you know, on the other side. Oh, America's so racist, America's sexist, America's all. And you come to something like this, and you go, wow, just wow. All races, religion. Well, I do an audience racism test before the show, during the show, as a joke. And we had LGBT. I was actually very surprised that, you know, people were like, yeah, LGBT. They were clapping. They couldn't see this because it's a fun show. It isn't meant to make anybody mad. Anyway, Bob and Carol, two wonderful people. My cigar club guy showed up. Oh, my goodness. Brother Bob, who was the reason why I even met these guys. And then, of course, my buddy, my golfing buddy, Stu, his amazingly lovely wife, Marie, my French little tomato, and many others. lots of friends, lots of people I hadn't seen in a long time, and then, of course, many radio fans that listened to me on the station. And what's cool about this is I'm only on the station down there for 1 hour at midnight, and we still, you know, we put a lot of people in that theater. So, again, I want to thank Barb and Joe at Salem and that whole crew, Matt, Captain Matt, and all the other people who made this happen. And a special shout out to a guy named Jeff Antus. Jeff was very instrumental in organizing and coordinating everything because I didn't have a team on the ground there. And Jeff stepped up. What an amazing guy to do something like that for us. And Jeff and I are going to be working together to get the tour in other places. I think they've already booked us in the Caribbean, believe it or not. We will see where things go. But I will tell you this. If you didn't see it, you missed one heck of a show. And I was telling Melissa when I got back, I said, the biggest disappointment for me when I'm doing these shows is, or anything that we do, quite frankly, whether it's Bleeding Blue, whether it's the Flick Fest, whether it's this comedy show, whether it's our next film we're working on, whatever it may be, with the writings that we do, you know, my biggest disappointment is that millions of people should be seeing this stuff. Everybody comes out and says, oh my gosh, it was so much better than I ever thought it was. And they rave. Same thing happened with Bleeding Blue. We had a guy, he's a wealthy friend of mine, and he was in the Caribbean, and we were looking for people to help fund the film. And I think he gave us $2,500 or $5,000. For him, it was nuisance money. So he gives us this. Flies in, watches the film, comes out, and he looks at me with his deadpan like, oh my gosh. And he said to me, God is my witness, I should have given you more money. And what he was saying was, what an amazing film. He wasn't saying you needed more money because the film stunk. He was saying, I should have given you more. Look at what you produced. And I always shake my head because I think we're so used to mediocrity. You know, look at the Republican Party. Mediocrity. These guys don't win for us. They don't give us what we want. Conservatism should be winning easily in the battle against these nonsensical leftists. Do we win? No. We get mediocrity. We get, well, let's pay attention and let's go along to get along and all this. And you get somebody that comes along that says, you know what, I'll fight for you. And I'll fight for you with all the tools that they have. And you know what? I'll do it better than they. I will give you their entertainment. I will give you the things to say back to them. And it'll be over the top. And you will win in your battles of in every possible way for conservatism. That's what we do. Anyway, what a great night. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad to be back. And keep it here. Thanks for being here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So a three-time Ms. Olympia was at our Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. Black woman, Mocha Chocolata Yaya. She's gorgeous, but this woman was big. Wow. And in our bar stool, they ask her if it's attractive to men that she could literally break them in two. And she says, there are some who want this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I took a picture with a former Mr. Olympia who was there. You think it was a big weightlifting deal. Tim, by the way, Tim Wilkins is in the lifting and the bodybuilding and all that, and the dude is a rock. But anyway, Mr. Olympia was there. This dude was every bit 6'10". He was huge. And I took a picture by him. I think I came up to his belly button, and I don't know that I've seen a man that big in my life. This is it's close. He's in the top three biggest guys I've ever stood beside. And I look like his, you know, little black friend. I mean, he's a big boy. I hope we can get that picture because I'm going to put up a lot of social media about the show. Anyway, and the other thing I want to do with the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is I want to make sure that we really promote it and find sponsors that want to get this thing out there. If you see this show, I'm telling you, you will say, let's get it out there. We cover so many issues, and in a clever and funny way. It just was such a great night. And I can tell you, we have all talked about our sets and what we're going to be talking about at the various, you know, because things change, things evolve. There was some balloon discussion this time around. There were egg discussions, you know, as the show goes along, things continue to happen. So you're still honing material. So every show will be different, even though a lot of the material may be the same. So hopefully you guys will be willing to help out and keep that thing going. You can go to topcomedyshow.com if you want to donate. Anyway, about the Super Bowl, did you care who won? I told you guys, I flew back from Tampa from the show, and the plane was full of fans coming to Phoenix. And there's a part of me that's glad that people are still raging over football, right? Because it is a meritocracy. It still is, despite Roger Goodell and these idiots trying to make it woke. It still remains a meritocracy. And I think that the woke part is dying down a little bit. I'm not forgiving them. I mean, I still don't watch it. I still don't watch football. Now, you got to go to the parties, you know, a Super Bowl party, because, you know, that's just the way things work. You know, because, I mean, the game's going to be on. It's like being in a bar. You can't stop the game from going on. It's not like my great-grandfather who thought when the radio was off, he turned everybody off. But I don't have to participate. And when people ask, many, many people on the flight were, well, who are you for? You know, and even when I was at a luncheon while I was in Tampa, the guys were like, will you put on a Philly hat or will you put on a Kansas City hat? And I'm like, I don't have a dog in the fight, man. I don't care. I really don't. I think this kid Mahomes is a stud from what I hear, but I haven't watched him. Everything I'm telling you right now is conjecture, and I'm very proud of that. Because the NFL needs to learn a lesson. And, you know, again, it's in many people's muscle memory to say, I'm going to stick with football no matter what, because, you know, I grew up with it. I did. There's nothing you're going to tell me about football that I didn't. I loved it. I played it. I was pretty good at it. I was pretty good at it. I don't think I could have been a pro football player. Well, let me say this. If I wanted to be, I could have. But I'm saying in my present state of mind, in the state of mind I grew up in, I didn't want to be a pro. I liked playing football at the high school level and considered it at the college level and went, now it would take too much work that I didn't want to put in for that sport. It wasn't a love of the sport to play it. But I did love watching it. And I loved, you know, the Cowboys were my team. And I hung out with Roger Staubach. I've met him. I've been to his home. When Clint Murchison owned the team, I was in his box as a kid. And flew on his private jet to Dallas, Texas to go see the game when he came down to Marine Military Academy and picked up cadets. And things like that. It makes you close to him. I was personal friends with Drew Pearson. I have a picture of me and Drew on the 50-yard line at an event hanging out together. And I have others. You know, I'm personal friends with Tony Dorsett and try to help him sell his water. Oh, that's a funny story. TD33 was going to be Tony's new water, bottled water. He thought if he put his face on there with TD33, it would sell the water. Kevin, this will sell it. TD, come on, man. Anyway, funny story, but I won't bore you with the details of that today. And I used to teach Randy White martial arts. I was a fixture at Jay Saldi. Now, these are some old school cowboys. I was a fixture at Jay Saldi's video store. And I used to help him recruit to get people there. And me and his brother, I and his brother, became pretty good friends because of that. And I could go on the list. Too Tall Jones dated my secretary. And I've been to his bachelor pad. And hung out with Emmitt Smith. Mark Tuanay is the one who actually got me to stop watching football and not caring anymore, because they lost one weekend and the Cowboys were like, who cares? We were distraught. And these guys are like, whatever, bring us some more drinks. And I remember thinking, man, if I'm taking this loss harder than the dudes who make millions of dollars, I'm not going to do it anymore. That was the moment that it happened. Because people think it was the Kaepernick thing. No, that was years before that I stopped. And then, sadly, one night, Mark and a bunch of us, we were out. I heard the next day Mark had died from a cocaine overdose. The guys tried to take him back to his house. He died from that. So I know a lot of these guys. Troy Aikman, we donated computers to his charity. I have a history with these folks. Playing darts, hanging out, you know, golf, etc. And as human beings love them. And that era of athlete, I'm crazy about in terms of what they bring to the party. But this new generation of NFLers, and you know what? I'm not going to condemn all of them. I think many of these youngsters know that you pay your dues, and football is a meritocracy. And I think many of them privately hate the dynamic of what's going on with Goodell and this woke stuff, because they know what it took for them to make it. So I don't want to condemn them and condemn the entirety of the sport. But the leadership makes it tough. And isn't that true of most things? It's the leadership. I mean, I don't dislike the Chinese people, but I really got to tell you, the leadership of China, I'm not too keen on. I don't dislike most of the Russians I've met, but the leadership, maybe not so keen on. I heard Zelensky, speaking of Russians and Ukrainians, I heard Zelensky has a $35 million home in Florida. Has anybody heard this? Is this true? Maybe we could look that up. Why don't you guys see if you can find something out about that? Hopefully you got out of the Super Bowl what you wanted. I didn't care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We're pretty certain that last week's big balloon shot down off the Carolina coast is a spy craft from China, but the three objects downed over the weekend were not sure, according to the White House. It also denies China's new claim that the U.S. has flown balloons over China. A lot of international rescue crews that came to Turkey after last week's earthquake are already heading home. Now a week after the quakes and the transition to recovery instead of rescue begins. The death toll now tops 35,000. The State Department's telling Americans living in Russia to get out. The Level 4 advisory also warns people not to travel to Russia. The reasons? Americans being singled out for detention and unpredictable law enforcement. A judge in Atlanta says on Thursday he'll release some, but not all, of that grand jury report that looked into alleged attempts to alter Georgia's 2020 presidential election vote count. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can I sum up the Democrats' problems with one word? Are you ready? Fetterman. Sling Blade Fetterman. Oh my gosh. So, State of the Union happens. Right after the State of the Union, Fetterman has to go to the hospital because he's lightheaded. Whew, as Tim Wilkins tweeted when I got back. He says, how can Fetterman be lightheaded? His head weighs 40 pounds. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Leave it to some comics to figure out the thing to make fun of on Fetterman. I mean, dude does remind me of Sling Blade. But 40-pound head. The average head weighs 8 pounds. It reminds me of Jerry Maguire. 844-551-8255. By the way, I want to say this. If you did attend the show, I'd like you to do a couple things. One, you probably got pictures with me or Tim or Brad or something from the show. Would you please send those, number one, or video if you got it. And I know there were people taping the show. I will tell you, you can put up pieces of the video, but do not put the show up because... You know, we can't allow that. But do send us any pictures or video clips of, you know, not necessarily of the show. We taped the show. But of the mingling around, anything that you may have caught or of us. We need it because we just didn't do a good job of getting that stuff. And then also tell some people about it. Share that stuff on social media. And if you're on Twitter, hashtag UACT. Would be the way we would share that. But, yeah, so if you could get that to us at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, I would appreciate it. Fetterman. So this is a guy that never should have been elected. I know he wasn't elected. He was cheated into office in Pennsylvania. And there are people that, well, Dr. Oz was a carpetbagger. He didn't really live here. He's a carpetbagger. He was coming over from across the river. Okay, well, if there's no such thing as borders for you people, what do you care? That was my comment. You don't care. You care about open borders. So why couldn't a Mexican run against Fetterman for all intents and purposes? I'm talking about a Mexican national. But,
oh, well, Kevin, he lives 20 miles on the other side of the border, and that's not technically Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, what is it? Joe Biden said, I'm from Scranton. Oh, but by the way, I'm also from Delaware. Oh, and by the way, wherever I happen to be, I can relate to you because I happen to be kind of like you. I mean, they assume whatever they want. Elizabeth Warren assumes whatever nationality she chooses. Rachel Dolezal assumes her ethnicity, right? So, he's a carpetbagger. Okay, so here's a doctor who's a carpetbagger, who understands Pennsylvania and wants to represent you, and here's a dude who's suffering from a stroke, which has obviously impaired his brain. It's impaired his ability to do the job. And I keep asking people this very simple question. If you were sending people to the Olympics, do you send mediocre people? Who do we send? How do you qualify to get to the Olympics? What do you have to be? I'm just curious. There's a word here. There's a word. The best. Okay, that's two words. But you know what I mean. Take away the article. Best. One of the best. If there's three or four of you. But if you pull a muscle or you break a leg or whatever, you're not going. And this is only for a temporary thing. That what Fetterman is suffering from is long term. It's not like they're going to fix him. He's got a real problem. Let me ask you, do you think Joe Biden's going to be fixed? We have two people who are suffering from mental disease. And the Democrats have them in the highest offices in the land. You could argue that the same is true of Kamala Harris. The same is true of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and many other members of Congress. These people are bat crap crazy. And as I've said, the Democrats love putting the weakest in charge of themselves. And they think that's going to propagate the herd. That's going to make the herd stronger. They weaken their position. I watched a debate with a guy named Fry, who is an atheist, gay, leftist, and he says, you know what the left has done? You've given ammunition to the right with your crazy ideas. This is a dude that couldn't be farther from us ideologically, but you know where he does agree? With common sense. See, I don't have to agree with his gay lifestyle. I don't have to agree with his approach to problems. But this guy, there's a debate between him and with him and Jordan Peterson going against Michael Eric Dyson. And they destroy Michael Eric Dyson. And the guy I'm telling you about, Fry, should be on that side of the argument. But he can't. He cannot be on the argument with Michael Eric Dyson, who is an absolute 100% dyed-in-the-wool, black, I call him ethnocentric racist, who can only look at things through the prism of whiteness. And he makes a comment during the debate. I know I'm a little off topic here. But he makes a comment during the debate where he says, you are an angry white man. Because Jordan Peterson dare explain to him, he asked him, he says, can you quantify how much how much I've benefited from my whiteness? Can you quantify it? Let us know what it is so we can pay you and get over it. And Michael Eric Dyson can't answer the question. And so he says, he's an angry white man. And Jordan Peterson says, see, this is exactly the thing that I can prove to you who he is, because he didn't have to put white in there. He could have said he's just an angry man, but he couldn't, because we have to believe that he's being oppressed. Michael Eric Dyson is being oppressed by being questioned about his ideology. That's oppressive. How dare this white man ask me this question? That, in effect, shows how racist he is that he would dare question me. I mean, that's the logic of Michael Eric Dyson, and you should hear him. You should hear his arguments. I've told people many times, this is a guy that uses a lot of words to say nothing. That would be my response to him. Anyway, I'm going to get back on track because I want to talk about Fetterman. There's not a Pennsylvanian on the planet who would say, send our damaged product to go represent us in the championship. Good example, the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Football game. Do you think they want Fetterman playing for them, the equivalent? Or do you think they want the best athletes on the field? Why is it that we can look at something from a meritocracy point of view, or a merit point of view, when it comes to sports, when it comes to academics? But when it comes to leadership, we sacrifice. The Democrat. It's okay. Joe Biden's got, you know, he says stuff that's really stupid. It's okay that he's not all there. It's okay. As long as we don't have Trump.
As long as we don't have an athlete who can actually run, as long as we don't have an intellect who can actually think, as long as we don't have somebody who will actually solve our problems, as long as we don't have somebody who's willing to kick the can down the road and not get anything done, as long as we have somebody who's not going to expose... who's going to expose the left, whichever way I'm going with this thing, I forget. But you get what I'm saying? Because Donald Trump is going to expose all the issues related to government, and the left seem to be mad about that. They're mad that we know that the FBI actually colludes with one of the parties and doesn't represent people, that instead of representing Americans, it's targeting Americans. The Department of Justice is targeting people. The IRS is targeting people. And Trump says, I'll expose all this. It has to make you wonder who's really in charge when somebody doesn't want you to know how your government really works. That they will send IRS agents to your home to intimidate you. They will try to sue you into oblivion. They will try to create rules where they get over and you will go to prison for what they do, but not them. There you go. So anyway, Fetterman, they say... They wanted to be sympathetic to this guy, freshman senator, and they know that he wasn't capable of running a real campaign. His answers were, we knew this. I mean, this was during the campaign, and look, I can't tell you what a 50. I don't. Was he 50 something years old? I can't tell you how he's going to recover. It's certainly different than somebody at 80. But the question you should be asking yourself is, why does a 50-something-year-old dude have a stroke? What was going on in his life? And my friend Laura Loomer said, this has been a contrived deal to get his wife, who's an illegal here from Brazil, elected as a senator in this country. Now, I don't know if I will go that conspiratorial because I don't think she can run as a senator in this country, but just consider that. This guy's dating a woman who's illegal. He gets elected senator even though he can't even campaign because he's going, he can't answer questions. We played a clip of him the other day. We'll play it again just to remind people when we come back in, but he still can't interpret. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing Fetterman as a backdrop, a metaphor for the Democratic Party. You can sum up the problems of the Democratic Party in one word, I said earlier, and it is Fetterman. A guy who's suffering from, he doesn't have dementia, but he's suffering from the maladies of a stroke, the things associated with having a stroke, and the Democrats are like, it's okay. As long as it's not the other guy. So what? This guy can't get it done. No problem. As long as it's not the other guy. Why would you want someone that, and I get it, they, well, Oz will actually get things done. Oz will actually
legislate. I'm not making a campaign commercial for Dr. Oz. I don't know him from Adam. But I do know this. He's earned his stripes. When people watched him on TV, they thought he seemed pretty reasonable. I know there are a lot of people in the Republican Party that don't like Oz. I don't know. I wasn't running in the race, but here's what I can tell you. If you say to me, Kevin, do you want someone whose brain fully functions or someone whose brain is mush? I'll take the fully functional brain. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. When did politics go to where it didn't matter what the other side did, we say, I can't stand them? Because I've never really appreciated Democrats, but there were Democrats that I went, he's okay. I don't like him, his style. I don't like all the things that he's done, but I'd be okay with him. The closest one I could give you right now is Kyrsten Sinema. Okay? I don't like her politics, but I'll tell you this. She's better than both of the Republicans we had, McCain and Flake. At least she appears to be reasonable. So if you had a Republican running against her who was like Fetterman and Kyrsten Sinema, I'd vote for Sinema. Or I wouldn't vote at all. It would be one or the other. But I would not vote for a mush brain who can't put words together. Where's the clip? We have the clip of this is Fetterman trying to describe something from work.
And we should all support replacing the lead pipes and ensuring that everyone has clean, safe, clean drinking water.
All right, well, I screwed up that intro. But, you know, the point is that this is the way his brain is functioning. It's cross-firing. And will it get better? I'm sure it will. I hope it does. But you know what? If I were a citizen of Pennsylvania and that were my senator, I'd be very concerned of what he's working on. Oh, Kevin, they've got lots of people helping him. That's the problem. You know, the people helping him are not helping you. It's a bunch of wannabes, stair-steppers, people who want his job, people who have their own agenda, and they're not going to be favorable to us. Fetterman was a train wreck. His ideas are not good. Let's face it, they're not good. So, this is who they're left with. A guy who suffered a debilitating stroke that people called near fatal last May. And they said that he knows he's permanently harmed himself. Look, I'm telling you, I don't know. This is what I'm hearing about. He's permanently harmed himself by not taking the proper time to recuperate. I don't know much about strokes at all. I'll be honest with you. My grandmother had one, but she had hers when she was in her 80s. And most people tend to have them late in life. I do know, you know, it's a restricted blood flow and all that. Your vessels get more clogged as you get older, et cetera, et cetera. And you have a stroke. But Fetterman, they say, he knows it. He's been burning the candle at both ends for far too long. And up until the point of the State of the Union, he kept a pretty low profile. Got sworn in on January the 3rd. Didn't hear much from him. Which is, my thing would be, I hope he's resting. I hope he's really trying to get better. They bring him out for one event, and what happens? He gets lightheaded. The dude is 6'8". I hate to put it this way. He is the most un-senator-looking guy on the planet. And I've chronicled his work leading up to this, him becoming lieutenant governor, I believe he was at one point. And I think to myself, there is nothing, pardon me, there's nothing in his lineage that would have made him lieutenant governor. He was not a good mayor. And we talked about this. His own constituents were like, how did he get there? Who in the Democratic Party went, this is the perfect representation of us? And even when he has his stroke, says, we're going to continue because he's a perfect representative. What is the long game with Fetterman? They go on, they say he's 53. I knew he was in his 50s. This guy writes, the 6'8" tattooed and goateed Democrat from Pennsylvania who suffered a near fatal stroke last May, went on to win one of the most competitive seats in the November's midterm elections, was never going to blend in seamlessly in the marbled corridors of Congress. But his adjustment to serving in the Senate has been made vastly more difficult by the strains of his recovery, which left him with a physical impairment and serious mental health challenges that have rendered the transition extraordinarily challenging. That's putting it lightly. Even with the accommodations that have been made to help him adapt. And they go on to say, what you're supposed to do to recover from a stroke is do as little as possible. This is what his chief of staff said. Instead, Fetterman was forced to do as much as possible. He had to get back to the campaign trail. It's hard to claw that back. That's what his campaign manager said. Then, they said this latest health scare convinced his staff that Fetterman needed a better plan to take care of himself, both physically and emotionally. So he was back in hospital. I don't know where he is today, but he was back in the hospital and mumbling.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And I'm not saying that to mock him. I'm saying that to let people know that in a very short amount of time. But look, let me just put it this way, because I'm a cut to the chase kind of a guy. At the pace at which they got this guy going, he can't last. His body must go through a healing process that the grueling nature of politics doesn't let you do it. Politics is a blood sport. And to Laura Loomer's point, what are they trying to do? Get sympathy? Let this guy die in office so his wife can get the sympathy vote, which is what happened with Sonny Bono and others? They said the stroke, after which he had a pacemaker and defibrillator implanted, also took a less apparent but very real psychological toll on Fetterman. It's been less than a year since the stroke transformed him from someone with a large stature that suggested machismo, a central part of his political identity, into a physically altered version of himself, and he is frustrated at times that he is not yet back to the man he once was. And I have a bad little piece of information to give to the 6'8" big man. He ain't ever gonna be the same guy he was. It's over. That ship has sailed. His body has told him, whatever you were. There was a friend of mine. His name is Gary. Gary was 6'9" tall, and he wore cowboy boots, and so he was every bit 7 foot. He was a huge, looming presence. And he ran a bar. It was called the Mucky Duck. And we threw darts there. And, you know, Gary was an imposing dude. If people got rowdy, you know, he'd come up there. Rah, rah, rah. You know, and he's, you know, had a big voice. And, you know, he's like Chet Atkins or whatever, the country singer. Big boy. And he had a massive heart attack. Stress of the job, stress of life. Let me tell you, he was a lot less intimidating once you knew he had a heart attack. And he was less intimidating himself because he knew, if I keep letting my blood pressure get up every time one of these guys, you know, breaks a cue stick or something, I'm going to die. You're not going to be yourself. And many of us that are listening to this program, you're over 40. Some of you are over 50. Some of you are over 60. Some of you are over 70. And you know with each of those zeros that life got much more difficult, and that many of the things that you used to do, you can only do in your mind now. Because that is how life works. That is how the body works. And Fetterman, God bless him, he's already started experiencing things in his 50s that most people don't start experiencing until they're in their 60s or 70s. This one of the people that know him said it's stressful. Having to go through that experience in the context of the most high-profile Senate race in the country. But that's just the beginning of his problems, because once you go through that part of it, you also have to lead. People expect you to actually represent them. The sad but true fact is, in this capacity, Fetterman perfectly represents Democrats.
Put it-
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.